it's time for Greg Bishop and the Council Roundup.
And the Council Roundup every Wednesday here with Springfield's Morning News. I've been doing this for like 12, 13 years, 14. I can't even remember when I started this. But really, it's just an overview of the Springfield City Council. They meet every Tuesday. If there are five Tuesdays in a month, they skip one of those Tuesdays, but they alternate between a committee of the whole, where they hear a whole bunch of ordinances on first reading, and then the following week they do a full city council meeting where they ultimately either pass a whole bunch of ordinances altogether on a consent agenda, meaning they're not controversial, or they put them on a debate agenda and they debate them one by one, and then they pass them or they fail there. So we hear a lot of that. We hear a lot of citizens addressing the committee, a lot of ins and outs of how city government operates. And I don't live in Springfield. Some of you don't live in Springfield. I get it. But still, it's the capital city. Being a municipality, it's important that people understand how city governments can operate. So that's what we try to highlight here with the Council Roundup. Each and every Wednesday, it's brought to you by Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to Head West. Their downtown location open for lunch. Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to Head West. So last night was a committee of the whole, and Springfield Alderman Sean Gregory was the chairperson of the committee of the whole. And moving forward, taking up ordinances for consideration. There was a motion to remove some ordinances that remained in committee. Those two ordinances we'll hear now that are read by the city's clerk. And here are some of the ordinances that they moved out of remaining in committee to then actually be part of the discussion from last night's council meeting.
2022-574, an ordinance accepting the lowest responsible bid and authorizing execution of contract number PW23-11-82 with Green Track LLC for demolition and site clearance of 66 units in Poplar Place in an amount not to exceed $1,345,370 for the Office of Public Works.
In Poplar Place, that's an area of town that's starting to fall apart. Some residential areas, they're going to be using some public financing to help a private company come in and demolish that. So it's going to take a lot of work to do all of this and to rehab those buildings and the infrastructure there. And another ordinance that dealt with that as well from last night.
2022-575, an ordinance authorizing a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $1,345,370 for expected developer reimbursements to accommodate the demolition and site clearance of Poplar Place for the Office of Public Works.
So you can start to hear some of the costs of doing a project like this in the city of Springfield. You can imagine how it costs elsewhere as well. But moving on, we got other ordinances that were brought up for consideration by the city council, including this one.
Liquid chlorine with Alexander Chemical Corporation for a one-year period in an amount not to exceed $436,170 for the Office of Public Utilities.
Move for consent.
So that was put on consent. What about another one?
An ordinance authorizing the purchase of tandem dump trucks for a Lake Services Department from Rush Truck Centers of Illinois Incorporated from a state contract in the amount not to exceed $166,874.38 for the Office of Public
Move
Utilities.
For consent.
So they're buying some trucks and even more trucks.
2023-005, an ordinance authorizing the purchase of a grapple truck and a bucket truck for the tree crews in the Lake Services Department from Rush Truck Centers of Illinois Incorporated from a state contract in an amount not to exceed $409,501.50 for the Office of Public Utilities.
So even more trucks being bought, and it's a lot of dollars, you know, coming from funds to go pay for these new vehicles and these new trucks that are going to be used by Public Works and also by CWLP. CWLP getting involved here now with questions that are raised about another ordinance up for consideration at last night's Committee of the Whole meeting.
2023-006, an ordinance approving a Sixth Amendment to the Statement of Work Number 1 with CGI Technologies and Solutions Incorporated for ERP and Maximo upgrades for the Office of Public Utilities.
So it might sound a little convoluted there, but Doug Brown, the operator, the head guy over at City Water, Light and Power, which is Springfield's municipally owned electric and water station, they obviously are a huge part of Springfield. It's one of very few municipally operated public utilities, not just for water, but also for electricity and coal fire powered electricity in Springfield. If you come to town, you'll see those smokestacks, obviously. But Doug Brown, he leads that operation. He talks about this ERP, which is essentially computer software, and it's pretty old. And he says it's in dire need of an update.
Well, the total project, we understand, is probably close to about $9 million. Okay. What we have budgeted, I think, is $3.75 million in FY24. It's a 60-40. That's a 60-40 split between the city, between utility and the city. So the utility is 60, the city's 40%.
So that's about the split between what the city uses for this software and what the public utility uses for the software. Brown continues.
So it's pretty much not being supported, going forward. So they're going to have to upgrade. There's also, processes that need to be integrated.
So those processes that need to be integrated, pretty expansive, actually, but it's old software that needs to be updated. What are some of the other areas this the software utilizes?
Well, the ERP system, it's the enterprise planning resource software. So basically, that's how the city processes purchase orders, looking at vendors, all the vendor information. The kind of controls some of the workflow too on the financial side of things. It has modules in it that can basically handle a lot of the HR function, like a lot of HR things, payroll.
And it goes on from there. So obviously there's a lot of moving pieces for this old software. I think he said that it was last updated back in the early 2000s. I mean, that was 20 some odd years ago. So you could see it's probably time to get some updated software, but it comes with a cost as well. And there's obviously some time constraints here as well.
Basically, because it's taking longer to go through this RFP process for a new ERP system. So they have to extend this with CGI is the company that provides the support for us.
So getting some more detail there about the need for amending the contract temporarily to allow for a little bit more time while they put out the bid for other contracts to come in and then deal with this issue of software that helps run a lot of the city's operations. Much more coming up here with the Council Roundup, of course, brought to you by Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to Head West. Their downtown location, open for lunch. Also open for lunch on Saturdays, Head West Sub. We're back with the Council Roundup, brought to you by Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to Head West. Their downtown location, open for lunch. Don't forget about delivery, Head West Subs. Reviewing last night's Springfield City Council meeting and up on the measures for consideration, yet another ordinance that they're determining whether to put it on consent or on the debate agenda. Here is some of that ordinance detail.
An ordinance amending Chapter 96 of the 1988 City of Springfield Code of Ordinances as amended regarding Chapter 96, Article 6, Safety Regulations by adding Section 96.075 regarding motorized surfboards for the Office of Public Utility.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hold this ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to hold in committee.
Yes.
Any discussion on this
Mr.
matter?
Mr. Chair, I think that's a good idea to hold this in committee. I think someone signed up to talk about that. Is that individual here tonight or no?
I don't believe they're here tonight.
Okay. Thank you.
There'll be plenty of time for it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to hold this matter in committee.
So they're going to hold that in committee. What are they talking about? Electronic surfboards, e-surfboards. I've ridden one. It's like a wakeboard, but it's got a fin that goes about 3.5 feet down, and you got a controller, and you lay on it, you rev it up, and then all of a sudden you jump up like you're on a surfboard, and then you're essentially coasting. It's pretty awesome. But the proprietor of Surf Springfield was trying to get this off the ground, no pun intended, and he even got a loan from the city to start a business. And then all of a sudden he sees that there's some opposition to the idea, and this ordinance comes up. That individual we've talked with, you can see the interview on our Facebook or YouTube channel, and it's about essentially questioning the safety of these things. Well, he was set to talk about it, but he heard that they were going to remove the ordinance or at least postpone it. They can essentially take this out of committee anytime now and pop it up and have it brought up. So it's going to be one of those things that whoever wants this to not advance, they're going to have to watch closely as to when this comes up, and it could be brought up at the next meeting or the next meeting after that or the next meeting after that in the future until who knows when they bring it up. So we'll be watching that closely, and I'm sure that the proprietor of Surf Springfield is going to be watching that closely as well. But next up, let's hear some more from ordinances up for consideration. In particular, here is one measure that was brought forward.
Adopting updated international codes and fire safety codes for the Office of Public Works.
Mr. Chair, the Public Works Director has asked that we hold this in committee.
So this deals with new construction and some issues that might have to be impacted by new construction, building permits and whatnot. Alderman McMiniman raises questions about this.
In times past, we've had proposed updates to these things. For example, I can remember one where we were going to require, or someone was here to require, that we have fire suppression water systems in all residential new construction, and this council was against that. And I just wondered to let us know if there's any, you know, any major change in our requirements for our builders, both residential and commercial, with this update of the fire code.
Okay, we'll provide, and then we are making some minor tweaks, working with the Springfield Home Builders Association as well as the Illinois Association of Realtors to clear up some items as well right now.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Alderman, hearing about possible changes to building codes, but they're starting to get everything in line, and those impacted by that, lining things up to have them sound off and to maybe modify some of this. So we'll watch where that goes, but they're holding that measure in committee. Also up, you got an appointment that was offered.
An ordinance approving the appointment of Terry Wilson to the Springfield Community Relations Commission.
And Terry Wilson, she says that she's ready to serve the public and do good for the people. So we'll, of course, you know, see where that goes. Obviously, an appointment, they typically just pass these with a whole bunch of other appointments, but that was the only one up for last night. Next up, let's hear what's in front of Alder people.
Of an agreement with Central Illinois Communications, doing business as Illinois Times, for the design, printing, content creation, and distribution of the 2023 Visitor's Guide in an amount not to exceed $90,289 for the Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Move to consent.
So, essentially, they're looking to pay the Illinois Times, a local alternative press publication. A lot of people pick it up free every Thursday, the Illinois Times. And they publish all kinds of stuff. So they're going to be publishing the city's tourism guide, their annual tourism guide. Alderwoman Connolly had a question about what's next for the contest that typically happens with this tourism guide for the front page.
So I always love the contest for the cover of this. Do you know when that'll start?
It's already started.
Oh, they've already got it going.
Yeah, actually, they've been voting on it for a couple months.
So the contest already underway. More detail.
IllinoisTimes.com cover contest. I will share that. I just missed it. Thank you very much.
And we started it earlier this past for this edition because we included photography as well as an art contest as well. So we expanded the medians on that. And so really we just got more submissions at this point. And so looking forward to unveiling that.
Lovely.
Oh,
and when's the decision deadline on that one then?
February 18th is the deadline.
Start voting.
Thank you, James, with Illinois Times.
So, IllinoisTimes.com/cover contest.
Rising payment in the amount of.
Let's see if we can pull that up and take a look at what they got going on. Let's see here. The cover contest from the Illinois Times. A bunch of different ideas and details about what's the option and who the sponsors are and some of the voting that you can do, these different types of artist renditions of either photography or paintings or so on. So, yeah, again, if you want to sound off on this, you can do so. IllinoisTimes.com/cover contest. And that, of course, is going to be the new tourism guide for the city of Springfield. And you could have your options as printed on the front page of that. All right, stay tuned. We got more coming up of the council. With the Council Roundup brought to you by Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to head west. Their downtown location open for lunch. Don't forget about deliveries. Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to head west. So last night's Springfield City Council Committee of the Whole, they're going through ordinances that are either going to be put on the consent agenda or they're going to be put on the debate agenda. A lot of it dealing with the spending of tax dollars, and one set of measures dealt with the Springfield Police Department. So you had the police chief up there to answer some of the questions about what exactly is going on here with the spending requests. And let's go ahead and hear one of those spending requests.
Rising payment in the amount of $64,635 to Richland Community College, doing business as Macon County Law Enforcement Training Center for the Springfield Police Department.
So this is a contract that helps train new Springfield police cadets, and they're looking at hiring more. We talked with the police chief yesterday, and he said, hey, the deadline's coming up for people to apply to take tests for becoming a police officer. So if you know somebody that's interested, be sure to contact Springfield Police and get set up for that application process. But here's the police chief, Ken Scarlett, talking a bit about this contract.
Are we considering opening up our own academy out here?
Not to the extent where we would meet all the requirements and expectations set forth by LSB. I don't think we have the manpower, the time, or the facility to be able to do something like that.
I graduated from there, you know.
Yes.
Okay. We won't hold that against them.
That's right.
So the question really was, you know, is the city able to do this on their own instead of contracting it out? The training aspect, and the police chief saying they just don't have the capacity to do such a thing. So continuing on with yet another request to spend money, this one dealing with other things concerning the Springfield Police.
In the amount of $65,000 to ShotSpotter Incorporated for the Respond Annual Subscription Services from September 30th, 2022 through September 29, 2023 for the Springfield Police Department.
Move for consent.
So again, you've got contracts for ShotSpotter. That's the listening device that allows for police to get a heads up in certain areas of town where there might be some shots that are fired. But there's also a contract that they need for radio communications.
With AT&T for Complete Link 2.0 mark for radio circuits of various transmitters in the amount of $62,500 for a total amount not to exceed $158,500 for the Springfield Police Department.
Radio communications, very important. If you don't have proper communication, then you're not going to be able to get to where you need to be. So obviously we want to make sure to have those contracts updated. But with that comes a taxpayer cost, as with all of these measures that the city of Springfield ultimately is moving forward for final passage. All right. So after that, they had a citizen address the council, and it dealt with cannabis, and in particular the issue of cannabis licensing and where those licenses are going to be set up. They had an individual there to speak in front of the council on the committee of the whole.
My name's William Bishop III.
And he's the proprietor of several cannabis businesses.
Principal owner of N Labs 1, N Labs 2, and Bishop Communications Group, locally based companies here in Springfield.
Bishop Communications Group. Oh my gosh. What if I wanted that title? What if I went? Oh, man, he beat me to it. What are you going to do? All right. Moving on, he talks about why he's there to have a cannabis business set up in one particular location in Springfield. This after getting cannabis business licenses for up in Chicago, getting cannabis business licenses elsewhere throughout the state. He was able to get a craft grower license in the city of Springfield, so he's wanting to set that up in one particular location.
I found the location to locate this craft grow. And it's located on the west side in Alderman Hanauer's Ward at the Parkway Point Theater. They already have a cannabis retail location there, Maribis. I've spoken with the owners of that company, and they're perfectly fine with it. And, you know, there's a variance that I have to seek.
And Mr. Bishop talking about that variance a bit.
You know, something that's never been done. Guess what? None of the other communities in the nation is doing this. Y'all stuck your necks out there and did something different. And I applaud y'all for that. And sometimes we might have feelings towards each other, but sometimes we got to put them feelings aside, work with one another, build some bridges in this community, and come together and make this a better place for all of us.
And he continues.
If I have any questions, I'm here to try to get this relief done. And
he's got to get that relief, a zoning relief, and the alderman asking all kinds of questions. Roy Williams Jr., Springfield alderman, supporting this effort, as he did with others.
I'll just leave it at that I support you, just like I supported Mr. Pagenzi, just like I supported Damian Johnson. And I think this is going to go on and on and on until we educate ourselves and understand all the different aspects of the marijuana industry and really realize that it's just like, you know, driving down the stores. And if I don't want to go in that building, I just drive right by it.
Alderwoman Conley raising some questions.
I've had people reach out with very significant concerns about that much of a reduction from the setback that we established. And that setback was part of getting that ordinance passed. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was part of what we had to get used to. And mm-hmm. and you're right. We're getting more experience with the industry. We're seeing how it works. We're seeing, you know, maybe some hiccups and things along the way. If you could just get me a little more information.
And that's what he said he's there doing, is getting out in front of this so that he can get those setbacks to have a craft grow operation inside a former movie theater where there's already the dispensary Maribis already set up. And he's in communication with them to set up a craft grow in the same building. And moving forward, they've got to get certain setbacks because it might be too close to some residential areas, or it might be too close to some of the areas that the city carved out as saying you can't have a cannabis business X number of feet from this particular place, be it a home, be it a church, be it a school, and so on. So you can see kind of how a lot of this is moving forward, and they're trying to get all these pieces together. Next up is Alderman Donilon.
We were one of the first to do it. Mm-hmm. I thought we were innovative and had vision to even consider it as a possibility in this community.
Most definitely.
And, you know, we have to, in order to get it passed, that's why those numbers were put into place. It wouldn't have passed otherwise. Trust me, I was in on those conversations.
And this was, of course, several years ago while they were piecing together how exactly to move forward with cannabis sales in Springfield. Alderman McMiniman, he raised issue with a whole host of things, including recent stories about research done on how many kids are consuming cannabis, and the reports are there's an increased number of kids going to hospitals because they mistakenly consumed cannabis.
It's because people who, you know, get with cannabis, they forget what they're doing, they forget where they put it, they get forgetful, they walk away from it, and that stuff is left around. That's how the kids are taking it. I assume, I don't think a parent is given the gummy balls to digest. They're left around. And so I think it's a medical hazard for our children. It's a learning hazard. And I just don't want the conversation around this horseshoe to ever forget the fact that Decatur said no to dispensaries within their city. Chatham said no. And I don't think it was a great vision for this community to say yes. I just think we were headed down the wrong path, and I think history eventually will show that. I don't know whether all the miserable schooling scores we're seeing from our children is because of COVID, cannabis, or a mixture of everything, but it's very upsetting.
Show Alderman McMiniman raising his concerns, but Mr. Bishop there seeking a variance says, hey, you know, every household's different.
I have four children that was raised in a cannabis-friendly house. I have three college degrees, another kid's getting ready to graduate from high school. Education starts at the house, at home, okay? And if you educate your kids correctly, spend time with them, you don't have to worry about those things. They'll make the right decisions when the time comes.
And finally here, Alderman McMiniman sharing another experience he's had, not to diminish anybody else's experience, but he talked about his time in the military.
I remember when we were first going out and testing for cannabis, and you know, we'd get 20% hit rates in some of the armories, and we had a lot of problems with safety and morale and discipline, and a lot of that got cleaned up after when we got down to only 2%, 1% hit rates.
So I imagine we're actually going to hear a lot more about Mr. Bishop's request to get a variance to set up a cannabis business in a former movie theater where there's already a cannabis business there. So a lot of discussions yet to be had. That's your council roundup here on Springfield's Morning News on 92.7 WMAY. Springfield's News and Talk. It's brought to you by Head West Subs. When you want a great sub, you've got to head west. Let's take a break after a look at that forecast, where you've got a high today of 33, the low of 22. Sunshine today and tomorrow with the high up to 41. Friday, sunny with a high of only 23, but warming up Saturday with mostly sunny skies, the high of 41. Sunday, the high of 51 with sunshine. And Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 53. Right now, 8 degrees at 751 from Culver's West on Wabash.
It's time to apply at Culver's West on Wabash. We're